An excerpt from Seeking Forgiveness by Leah Rachel. I felt like a failure. That's what no one tells you. Divorce is so common nowadays, you think it before it happens to you, that it's no big deal. That it's just another familiar, if unfortunate, inconvenience. Like a root canal. But it's so much more personal than that. When someone leaves you who you thought would be by your side forever, who you thought had made a promise to stay with you, who you assumed would put in the effort, it's a betrayal of the bitterest kind. And you can't help but wonder what you did to deserve it. It felt as if someone had pulled the plug on my life and both the electricity and the light had gone out. I could sense Miles by my side, and I looked up from my crying. I knew I needed to pull myself together for my son. Miles was patting my back like I always patted his when he was sick or sad. "Mama," he said softly. "Yes, baby," I replied, drying my eyes with the bottom of my t-shirt. Miles was holding his hand out in a fist. I looked at it, confused, until I realized that he wanted to give me something. I reached my hand out to his, and my son opened his palm over my own. His fingertips grazed my skin, and I felt a Lego minifigure drop into my grip. I looked down at the figurine, straight brown hair, round dark glasses, short skirt, a determined expression on her face. She looked remarkably like me. "It's you," my son confirmed, "and she's got your favorite things, coffee and a book." The minifigure was indeed holding a little square book in one hand and a round red mug in the other. I was wide-eyed at the likeness. I turned the minifigure over in my hands. "It's perfect." "I keep it with me," Miles said, as if admitting a secret, "in my pocket. At the other school, I'd bring it every day and hold on to it." "You brought this to school every day?" Had I missed that, I wondered. How did he not lose it or have it confiscated by the teachers? "Yes, but you need it more now." "Thank you," I said hoarsely, taking the Lego figurine from my son and wiping away my tears. That minifigure became a sort of talisman between my son and I. When he had a bad day at school or a hard time sleeping at night, I'd slip it into his coat pocket for him to find later when he needed it. Miles would keep it for a few days, and then, when I seemed particularly sad, usually after another argument with Nate, I'd go to my room and find it nestled on the pillow of my bed. We quietly passed it back and forth between us, never admitting anything out loud, never having to. It was just a Lego minifigure passed between mother and son. A reminder that we were loved, that someone was paying attention.